voiceover friends. It is Ryder, the VO life coach. You've heard me as national brand voice for NASCAR, the professional bull riders, and of course, Ford trucks. Now, pay attention.
It's time once again for another VO podcast. Hear news and views inside the world of voiceover from four full-time voice actors. Four guys who are in the trenches every day trying to make it work and sharing their experiences with you. Now here's Alden, Troy, Jake, and Charles with another VO podcast.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another VO podcast. What's going on, fellas?
Nothing.
Hello.
I don't know. I feel like that's the most Texas I've heard.
What's up, y'all? Yeah. I'm Charles DeBoer.
Yeah,
he can do it. He can do
we're,
it.
We're sitting here trying to figure out who this guy is that's talking in a Texas accent.
Started up real close. Welcome back to another VO podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, fellas, what's happening?
Bound down. Well, just rounded up the cattle off the back 40.
Yeah.
Just glad he didn't break into Rocky Top.
Yeah, so what's up, guys?
Well, not a whole lot, man. It's a new day, new week, actually. It's a Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's eclipse day. So, I mean, I know this won't be eclipse day when you guys are listening to this, but today is the eclipse.
Yep.
And I think all of us, I guess not all of us. Charles
Jake
and I
are
in totality.
Yeah, we're in the path of totality. How about you guys?
Are you?
Alden, Troy?
Yeah. You guys in the path of totality?
I'm too far north, pretty close, right, though? Like, no, you're going to have a decent amount.
Yeah, it's close. West Tennessee, the tip of West Tennessee, and over in there.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the percentage of, like, totality you'll have?
I don't know what we'll have, but I know the last one that was just a few years ago, I mean, it was pretty intense. Because I went out to the front yard, I had the glasses, and I wanted to watch my horses because I'd heard people say nature reacts crazily and all this.
And they all think,
They were out there grazing, had their heads down. The eclipse comes over, passes, everything's gone. They're still out there grazing with their heads down. Nothing.
Like, we're eating.
They paid no freaking attention.
Yeah.
But they said,
listen
for like crickets and frogs and stuff like that.
Nah, didn't it get quiet? Basically, nighttime sounds?
Yeah. And then they say it gets cooler because it's such a
cool, the temperature will
and the wind will pick up. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was some stuff that went on. And if I remember right, I probably somewhere on my phone there's a video of it. It was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think where Charles and I are at, I looked at this this chart of the eclipse yesterday, and it was like interactive. You can move it like along the timeline when it gets into totality. Where Charles and I are at, it's 99.9% totality. But if it was like up in Allen where we did our workshop and where I grew up, it's 100%. So
they
literally
said Dallas.
Wow.
Dallas and like a little bit east of Dallas is like literally right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And they're going to get like 6 minutes of totality. We're going to get like three, I think, or something.
Ours is four. Ours is, according to my girlfriend, we get 4 minutes and 29 seconds of totality. And I think, like you were saying, like the other places, they get like a little bit longer, like
between five and six. Nothing like that for that last one here.
Yeah. We didn't get totality. There's even like cool little things you could do, like science experiments while it's happening. I was watching Smarter Every Day, and he has a couple things on his. It's like, okay, cut slits of paper like this, and then when it comes through, you'll see the shadow become opposite of the thing. Like, it's pretty cool. So I might nerd out and do something like that.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. You totally should.
That was what. Did you like my scheduling that I sent this morning? I was like, I got this at 11 o'clock. I got
and then the eclipse at
the eclipse totality at this time, and then I got it. Yeah, so I have it in my calendar blocked off, but. Kind of
have
cool.
fun with that. Yeah. So, what are we talking about today?
I was just about to say, what are we
talking about
today?
So, I kind of wanted to talk about subscription fees and things that we pay and things that we pay for every year.
Netflix.
For the voiceover business, because I really didn't, you know, sometimes it's some are monthly, you know, that you pay, some are, you know, biannually, some are annually. And some of those you kind of forget about, you know, and you're just like, okay, that's in there. And I got that for another year and you're going. But I really noticed, a difference whenever I did my taxes, because, you know, now I'm calculating like for, you know, what am I writing off? What am I doing? And I found, I was like, wow, I pay for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just, and then I was just going to see, like, just kind of talk about like what you guys subscribe to. And if there's anything that maybe you don't really need, or you thought you needed at first, but you know, you don't need it now, or you thought you needed it at first, you don't need it now, but then all of a sudden you see a payment for, you know, whatever amount of money on your card or your account, because you're like, oh snap, I forgot to cancel that. And then you're like, well, I got it for another year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, and I think we just need to be smart about that kind of stuff. So I just kind of want to talk about that today real quick.
I'm apparently stupid about it, because I thought I had five things. And when you mentioned we were going to do this, I think I have 17.
Oh, that's going to be, I want to know what those are. There are.
And I'm talking about now, some are annual, some are monthly, some are every couple of years. But
And all
I have 17.
Like all are current, like they will renew.
Yeah.
When they come back up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. This is stuff that's recurring.
Is there anything that you, after looking at that list, that you go, maybe I don't need this?
One.
Okay.
Well, this may be a Troy therapy session then.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. We're here for you, Troy.
Well, for me, for to start this, you mean to read the list?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hear it.
All right. Here we go. The Adobe Suite, which I think I only pay like $23.95, but for some reason I get a lot of stuff. More than Audition.
How long have you had it? Maybe you got it at a time that there was some kind of discounted price.
I'm probably 3.5 years in.
Yeah, okay. So you get the whole, but you get the whole suite though.
You get Premiere Pro and everything else.
Yeah,
and you get it for 20-something?
$23.95.
Wow, my girlfriend pays $55 for it. Or $54. Yeah.
For the suite or just for Premiere Pro?
But anyway, here we go. Calendly, WeTransfer, less annoying CRM. Benstown, and that is to be able to download everything off Benstown where I can get effects, music clips, all the stuff for radio imaging. I have a paid Zoom. I have Envato Elements. I have VoiceXam, Source Connect, MailReach, iDrive, which is a cloud backup. This one I will count because I'm on there right now. CSM, Charles knows what that is. I won't spell it out. Wix, GoDaddy, Zencastr, Transistor FM. There you go.
Wow.
And there may be something else I'm missing, because I do, I also write off my TV stuff, but that's just because I write it off.
Yeah. Hey, it's advertisement. It's training.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If it's anything, it helps there.
Yeah. Do you have a subscription accounting software for your billing?
I do not. No, I do not. I use Wave apps, which is free, although they charge you on transactions. And I was also thinking earlier, I used to have Dropbox, but when I picked up WeTransfer, which I like better, I've got the free Dropbox. I just have to go in there and keep it cleaned out sometimes.
Yeah,
but I only use it. I only use it when I have to use it. I use WeTransfer like religiously.
Okay, so I have a question, Troy. For WeTransfer, I use WeTransfer every week multiple times, but I just use the free one. Why do you use the paid version?
A couple of different reasons, because I'm able to have more storage on there. It lasts a lot longer. I have more options to keep or save it longer. It also gives me like a quote unquote homepage, my logo and information and all is there.
Oh, so, okay. You know, instead of just,
it's
okay,
just, I mean, the free one is okay. And I think I only pay like $8 or $9 for that. It's not one of the more expensive ones, but it is never
All
me
those
down.
Things adding up. Add up.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, this is only $19.99 a month. I need that. Well, this is only $15 a month. This is only $8 a month. And it's like, well, that was $50 right there. And then there's 12 other ones that are going to add up also. It's
and
like,
not
shoot.
To mention whatever you use outside of VoiceOver. I mean,
and not to mention your pay to play platforms.
Exactly. Yeah. You didn't even mention any
not
of
to mention, and this is one, and Charles and I had this conversation, I think, or may have been Brad. Grahowski and I think it was Brad, that Fiverr can be one of the most expensive pay-to-plays there is.
Yeah, it can.
Because if you're paying for promoted gigs and paying for Seller Plus, you may be spending a couple hundred dollars a month there.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Could be.
Yep,
you can.
You know, I mean, good, again, good news is you can write off most of that stuff, if not all of it. Yeah. I mean, especially if it pertains to your business, for sure.
Yeah.
So but there's
it,
that.
It ain't but free to be in VO,
no,
people.
No, no, it's not. No, it's not. Definitely no. not. One thing that you didn't mention, and I again, I do subscribe to a lot of those things, the Source Connect, Wix, and stuff like that. One of the things that you didn't mention, and I don't know if you need it, and I think there's free versions out there, but I do pay for this. I pay for the Microsoft suite so I can have access to like PDF, like, so I can make
yes,
PDFs and Word.
There's another
and
one. Stuff. Thank you.
Yeah. And it, I mean, it's not very expensive, but I mean, like, it's about $8 a month, but again, yeah, adds up.
You're exactly right. It's $100 a year, I think, is what I had written down. Or
did you mention
unless you have a friend next door that you walk dogs with every morning that works for Microsoft.
Oh. Okay, Charles is like the luckiest person
he
ever.
He's got more connections.
More connections. And you know what, folks? It's because he cultivates his relationships and he
That's
builds
right.
them up.
That's right.
Charles is just the walking example of how you succeed in everything you do, not just business, yeah. but life.
Not Charles the voice, yeah. it's Charles the connection.
Yeah. Charles is going to be at the Super Bowl 1 year. Oh, I was at the Korean market and I was getting chicken feet yeah. and the guy next to me had a Chiefs thing on and the next yeah. thing you know, I'm in a suite at the Super Bowl.
Yep. I mean,
it's about right.
It's not crazy because like I can
it's
see
not
it happening because
you.
That's
it's
the
crazy
kind of
when
stuff that happens.
Else, you know?
That's funny.
Was there stuff? I mean, I mentioned a lot of stuff. What did I miss? I mean, you guys
did you mention Did you mention a royalty-free or a royalty-paid like music service? Or
yeah,
like
yeah
that
was the
Bins.
Oh, the Bins. Okay.
No.
I use Epidemic Sound.
Well, that was also, where is it? Envato Elements.
Envato. Yeah.
Okay.
And I use Storyblocks.
Annually. Yeah. I used to use Storyblocks well. But Envato, you pay annually, and it's only $200. And it's not only music and video. They've got web stuff you can get. You've got mm-hmm. video stuff you can get. I get a lot of stuff off Envato that I put in. Oh, there's another one I just thought of. my video program.
Oh.
Troy's
so
bills
that.
Coming into yep. his inbox. Bing,
I use Video
bing,
Pro
bing, bing.
For mine.
Yeah, I use Filmora, and it's mm-hmm. not that much, you know, like $69 a year or something. It's not much. But yeah, I get a lot of stuff off Envato that I move over into Filmora, like, you know, some effects and stuff like that. Cause it's, mm-hmm. I'm paying for Envato because Filmora charges extra for all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, and
holy
I think
smokes,
and it's kind of cool
Filmora.
It's kind of cool to think about, like talk about this because we can see how like we're all voice actors, but we're diversified in some of the things that we do that some of us don't do. Right. So mm-hmm. like Troy does imaging and he makes videos and this and that. So like he would have some things that I wouldn't have, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then maybe some of us don't use a CRM that, you know, that we pay for because we want to do it manually on Excel, like back in the ancient days, like I do, but you know what I mean? So
yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And that's probably the one that I'll drop. Is probably the CEO. I'm just not utilizing it. Like I'm like you, Charles. I'm so used to spreadsheets and I'm mm-hmm. pretty quick in spreadsheets. Now, the only thing about it is the uploading and downloading into, you know, to do a mail thing.
Yeah.
But I always do that out of Excel. I don't use my CRM. My CRM is very organized right now, but yeah. I just don't use it.
Yeah. So like one thing that I dropped was Backstage. I used to have Backstage mm-hmm. and I paid, I think it wasn't terribly bad. I think it was like $100 a year or something like that.
Yeah.
But I got to the point where I had so many different platforms that I was bouncing back and forth with that I wasn't really giving the respect and time and energy to all of them, you know, I couldn't do it. And basically it was like, I think there's some truth behind whatever platform or whatever things that you subscribe to that help you get work. If you really focus on that one, like it will bring you things. It will bring you some work.
Yeah.
Right. But for me, it was like this one, if I focus on this one equally, let's say if I put 100% into all of these three are going to give me the most return for me. So like Backstage, I went ahead and dropped it off because there's a lot of like student stuff. There's a lot of free things. There's a lot of acting stuff that's in that one that's like, okay, well now I have to either put on filters or filter through myself. And that takes time. And just my return on it wasn't as good. So I let it go. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then last week, so, okay, here's another thing to anybody that's listening. A lot of times when you sign up for a new program or you sign up for something, like for me, I did my web hosting. I changed my web hosting, right? But for the first year, you know, that's how they get you, right? So it's like, hey, your first year, it's going to be this much. And you're like, sweet. And at that time, that's what you're thinking of. So my hosting was, let's say, a very, very good discounted rate. Well, you do it. And now it's like set it and forget it for a year. And then now renewal time comes up. And it's, and I calculated it, it was 9 times as much as my introductory year. And I was like, holy macaroni. I was like, nah, I'm going to message him. So I messaged him and I was like, hey guys, on chat, on live chat. And I was like, hey, you know, I see that the renewal came up and it actually renewed already. It was the day that it renewed. And I was whoa. Like, oh, shoot, you know, that's a lot of money.
Caught up to you real quick.
Yeah, it caught up me super quick. And so I messaged him. I was like, hey, guys, I was like, I can't do it, right? I can't do it for this price. And I was like, I think I'm going to have to, you know, search for another web hosting because I'm sure I'll find a deal for a 1 year. I was like, maybe I'll come back next year, something like that. And here's the thing. Companies and businesses have retention departments, right?
Yep.
Another company that I worked at before, the whole department was called Winback. It's the Winback department, literally winning people back.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's called Winback.
Yep.
And that's the thing. They want to keep you. They've got you now, right? They've already have you and they want to keep you. So a lot of companies will have a deal that they can work out with you. And they're like, yeah, it looks like the plan that you're on. He goes, it's for multiple, you can host multiple websites. And he's like, currently you have one and this whole year you've only had one and that's your main one. And I was like, they're like, we can move you to the one plan. All right. It'll give you everything else, but you just have one website and, we can go ahead and, give you a discount, but I had already paid for the renewal. And he's like, I can go ahead and refund you that entire amount back. Move your plan to the one that's one below that'll cover everything that you need that you do now. And then I can give you a discount. And I saved like over 250 bucks. And it was like doom, 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 doom. It was all back in my account, like done. And he's like, is there anything else I can help you with? Dude was super cool. And I mean, so
yeah, did
just,
you have a suite at the Super Bowl?
Yeah. So I think it's smart to not just take things at face value when they come and be like, well, and throw your hands up and be like, well, that's all I can do. Like, mm-hmm. just ask, just find out, you know, just do some research, be humble when you do it. You know, they're the people that can help you. You're not, you know, you're not over there smacking them over the head with a hammer and being like, give me a discount. Then they're going to be like, no. Right. So go in there and just be like, hey, this is kind of what I'm running into. Yeah. And I really like to stay with you guys. Is there anything you can do to help me out? And kind of at your mercy. And then people are like, yeah, I'm going to help this person out. They're pretty.
Right.
Because they've been dealing with people all day that have just been punching them in the face. Like they're the biggest problem.
Kindness
and they're
goes
like,
a long way.
I'm telling you, man. So don't think that you're stuck in a price point and just find out if there's other options. And a lot of times there are. And that's another way you can save money and still keep that subscription or the thing because you need it.
Do you guys think we should do an episode where Charles just breaks down like customer like relations, like where he's just like, these are my methods on, you know, making people feel good or like
he's taught it. He should know.
I'm saying, yeah. I mean, like just, I mean, I think it would be a cool little episode. But, some pointers when you're doing your direct marketing and whatnot, you know.
Start putting the outline together.
Yeah, I heard something the other day. Somebody was talking about, you know, raw talent, this. And then they said, well, you know, even if you are at ground zero as a voice actor, and you come in, you've got a business background and this background, a marketing background, da, 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 da. You can get the training, you know, as a voice actor and boy, you're way ahead of everybody else. And he's a good example of that because, you know, this is a guy that thought VO stood for velocity operation.
But I used to train customer service departments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, with all around the voice of his.
All around the world. I don't know where, but, you know, all around the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
for the audio listener, he's showing a logo on his t-shirt.
Expedia.
So I guess you better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? That it's funny that you mentioned that. They've changed the jingle now, but when I was working with them, that Expedia.com, right? Uh-huh. That jingle had been, they hadn't changed it. And I think it was, and they'd actually stopped using that, like on advertising. And it had been 8 years, but it was such a good jingle and it was marketed and advertised so well when it was 8 years later, anybody would go, they'd just go Expedia and then everybody else would just go .com.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like, it just
well, it's memorable. Yeah. Man. Yeah. Like,
yep.
It's just stuck in your brain. It's like, man, that was a super, super good investment for them.
Mm-hmm. But, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you, Alden?
Well, I have a lot of the similar ones. I don't have nearly as many as Troy, but I have the Mail Reach, the Story Blocks.
Yeah, I'm ashamed. I need help.
Yeah,
FreshBooks. Mail Reach, but I had to cut it out.
I'm thinking about it because my email's healthy now. You know, I feel like I've reached that.
Can we cut it and not be in
danger? Here's the thing. You can cut it, but you can't. It just depends on how many emails. I did cut it, but I'm not sending nearly the amount of emails I was when I was using it, like when I had it turned on, because MailReach basically just keeps your email healthy from the backside. So you got to cut down your emails to where it looks like an actual human is sending your emails, especially if you have it automated. If you're not automating it, I think you could cut it.
Glued to good practices,
right?
You know, with your email habits. So,
well, that's 25.
FreshBooks is my bookkeeping software. I have a monthly fee for that. Canva, I don't know why I still have that because I'm not using it. So that might be what I need to
let go of things sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. MediaZam, Google for, I actually have two domains. I have a backup domain that I use to send for marketing purposes, but also because I wanted the other name for my business. So anyway, and then like the Dropbox for extra storage, and I don't have the WeTransfer. I use the free like you mentioned. I've only had one time where somebody didn't download within the 2 week or 30 day
the window period. I think it's like 12
and then
days
came back to me like 2 months later and it's like, I can't find the link, the link's dead. Why did you wait 2 months to download it? And it was a live session too. So, you know, I had to use a WeTransfer. It was like an hour of audio.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why they took so long, but they had other parts of the project they were trying to put together.
Yeah.
So people be people.
FreshBooks. Yep. So I got some, here's another thing. Yesterday I was sending some invoices out and I have three new clients that I need to put in. Right. And it said upgrade to premium because you've reached your limit or whatever it was. And I was like, I didn't know there was a limit. So I went there and for the plan that I'm on, the basic one, the first one, it's up to 50 clients.
Yeah.
And you can't add any more clients, but you can archive like old clients.
Yes.
Right. And it's not like you lose them. It's just you, whatever information you have for them, you just archive them and then you just freed up your space. So I archived about 15 people, from like way back when I started. So now I have 15 extra slots and, you know, I might get to the point to upgrade, but the next upgrade point was like over the money. It was $67 a month.
And it's like 500 clients.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a
It's unlimited clients.
Oh, it's unlimited?
It's unlimited clients, but you can have like employees log in and send invoices and stuff. I'm like, it's just me, you know? I just need more slots for people, you know, for
it's
clients.
It's not really worth it.
Yeah. So there's ways you can get around it. You don't have to pay for the next level up. You don't have to figure out what you can do and you could save yourself a little bit of money.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And I also have, you know, the pay to play. I've got Voice 123. I've got my yearly website hosting fees and that stuff. And not Dropbox, that 99 cents a month for
is it
Apple
the cloud
storage,
storage,
you know, Apple Cloud. Yeah.
Yeah. iCloud. Yeah. Yeah. Cloud.
Yeah. Yep. I pay for YouTube Premium and it's so I can, if I ever find a commercial of mine that's on there.
Yeah,
you can download it, and you could download it at whatever the highest, like 24K, or whatever the highest resolution is.
Nice,
and you know, so you have something that's not you know, I mean, 780p is not bad, but yeah, it's not as clear.
I did the trial on that. I just didn't use it.
There's a mini tool I found that I can get 1080p, and it's the F word free.
When the F word is awesome.
Yeah. Right. And now my question is, as we look at all of these are overhead costs for our business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fixed costs.
And the number crunch for small business is you want to stay under 30, kind of between that 10 and 30% of what your overhead is. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's, we have to pay attention to all the subscription black hole.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's true. And then because my wife and I were talking about it, and when we did our taxes, it's like, wow, like you made the most you've ever made. It was a great year, but like, how come I feel like we didn't make any money? It's because I was reinvesting so much back into the business. But
sometimes you have to do to grow.
No, yeah. And that's the thing. And there's something about that like I'm proud of, right? I'm like, yeah, I'm reinvesting that money back into the business. But like where were there portions where I could have saved a little bit, mm-hmm. right? Where instead of just being like, yeah, this is going back to the business. I'm just doing this and this and it's reinvesting. But so what could I really not have done? What could I have done without with, you know, and still been okay? Or did I really need this thing?
So you're saying your top line grew a lot more than your bottom line grew.
Yeah.
Because you had expenses that you were plowing back in
right.
to keep growing the business. So the next year could be even more bountiful, right?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully that's the goal, right?
Nice.
That's definitely the goal.
Nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you do have to invest. And I like what you guys are saying. I don't know about the 10 to 30% because I don't, even with everything I've got, there's no way it's 10%.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of stuff, but it's not 10% of what I'm making. But I think fixed costs for brick and mortar and a regular business can be a little different.
Yes.
We have a lot of things that, you know, like I said, are all of these necessary? You know, I don't have to have that imaging stuff. I can use, you know, Envato and get a lot of stuff off there. They have a lot of sweeper music and effects and all that, but I want the latest. And the thing I love about Benstown is I can go get, you know, the clips of, hey, this is George Strait. Hey, this is Reba McEntire, you know, and I can really build some good samples.
Yeah.
And if I'm doing stuff, which now I didn't know this was going to happen. I didn't know I would have to go into, what you call it, fully produced stuff. I thought I would only be doing imaging by reading copy. So, you know, but I just, you know, I don't know. A lot of it, I look at it and I think, well, maybe I don't need that. Damn it. Well, it's not breaking me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice to have.
Well, you just said it. Those are the things to consider. I mean, like, do you really have to have it? Two, is it really breaking you? Yeah. I mean,
but when you start up, you don't need all this stuff.
No, you do not.
Let's put it that way.
Right.
Because it's taken me, you know, I'm in almost four years now, and you start piling stuff and doing more and et cetera, et cetera. You start out, you just need a DAW, you know, and a website eventually.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would say, make getting a website a priority once you are up and running and at least advertising yourself as a voice actor. But
when you're ready, and you can deliver and you are trained,
I feel like we need to preface a website. Before we get into today's topic, this only applies when you're ready. Do not feel like you have to go out there, start to subscribe to everything. These things will have, like, you know, what's kind of funny is like as you're progressing in something, and obviously in this case, voiceover, it's almost like you'll know when the time is right because something will come up and you're like, oh, I need to find a place where I can get music and sound effects to it. Yep. Oh, there's I can subscribe to this. Oh man, like I'd have no way to convert this Word document into a PDF. Oh, I probably should subscribe to this or whatever. I mean, you will have the moments that will tell you. Don't get into something just because you hear us talking about it. You hear other videos like, oh yeah, I got this, blah, blah, blah. You will run into that moment where you realize you need to get the next thing or where it's time.
Right.
And then, okay, I say need to. If you need to, then you got to realize, can I write this second? And if you can't, that's when you got to evaluate. I'm like, okay, what can I cut back on to be able to afford this or to be able to invest more into my company, which again, you can write back off. So.
Yeah, for sure.
No, it's funny you say that because I was talking to a guy, this is probably a year ago, and they're like, yeah, you know, I got this. And the part that kind of, I was like, ah, he's like, yeah, I went ahead and I bought Source Connect. And it's like, he had never recorded a thing for anybody.
He bought it or subscribed to it.
He bought it.
Oh
my goodness.
And it was like, dude, like they give you a free trial. Like, wait for that. Get the free trial. Try it out. And then, you know, now, because I mean,
and you don't lose your login.
Yeah. When I first used it, it was insane. Like, I didn't know what was what, and I didn't know how to port anything. My maps weren't port, or my ports weren't mapped. And I was like running around with my chicken with my head cut off. And then I didn't use it for like 7 months after that.
Right.
And, you know, and then I got like three things in a row that needed it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and do the monthly thing. And I talked to my wife. She's like, this is what you're going to do. We can afford it. She's like, just buy it. Mm-hmm. Just get it outright.
Yep.
And I use it all the time now, but I'm at a point where I use it all the time now.
Not you got like, to that point.
Right. Yeah. I got to that point. So like, they're just like you said, Jake, don't jump in and just start buying everything and subscribing to everything. And if you don't really need to do
your
it
progress, will Amen. Let you know when yes. you're ready Amen. For
yeah.
things.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm similar. I don't have Source Connect subscription. I got on the free trial whenever I was shortlisted for my first time that they were going to use Source Connect, and ended up linking up with Troy and making sure it worked and didn't have any problems. And I didn't end up getting that, didn't get cast for that. And then only one other time I had a shortlist for something on Source Connect, and they hired me and they said, actually, the client loves exactly what you did. So can we just use that?
Oh, you got to love
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. So you haven't had to use Source Connect yet. Huh?
I have not had to use it.
I've used it quite a few times.
Yeah. All of my live sessions have been, me recording Zoom on my meet. End.
Nice. I've had a couple of them ask me if I had it, and I said, yeah. They said, well, even if you didn't, we got something we can send you, and it'll put you on for nothing for this.
Yeah, like a Source Connect Now or something like that.
Yeah, the Now thing. And they were saying, although some companies say it doesn't work as good, they were saying, yeah, it works. It's just as good. It's fine. Yeah.
I think it just depends on the people.
Because it drops. Even the one we pay for, it drops. I had an hour session a while back, and we lost 15 minutes because it kept dropping on their side. It wasn't anything I was doing.
Luckily, not had an issue on my as far as in my sessions yet.
That would
and the
be
the delay. Yeah. Sometimes drives me nuts. The echo or the back slap delay. Oh,
that would
God.
Be one thing that I would advise investing in is when you, especially with Source Connect, and being in the business that we are, sending files, big files, this and that, and the other thing,
hardwire
is invest in very good internet.
Yes.
Yeah. Like my stuff pings at 999 real time up and down.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like that before, and it's a world of difference. Stuff is so much quicker. Everything's clear. It never drops.
Don't go wireless. Don't go wireless. Run the cable. Get close enough to your feed in your house or whatever.
Yeah, run that cable to your booth. Plug your computer into your internet.
And
use the wireless.
And if you just talk to... Okay, here's another thing, just like Jake, right? Talk to your people when they come install your stuff, right? Like, give them some water. Yeah. Make them some coffee. Be like, hey, you know, this and that and the other thing. Hey, this is what I do.
If they have a suite at the Super Bowl.
No. And so my guy, he's like, well, you know, I was like,
this guy. My guy.
It's in my phone. I have his name. Like, it's my internet guy. Right. I said, you know, I'd really have to have really good connection and really fast speed because I'm a voice actor. And a lot of time, like, he had never talk to a voice actor. It's kind of cool to him. He's a techie
guy. What cartoons do you do?
Yeah, right. And so I asked him, and he's like, well, when you pay for a thousand up and down, he's like, it is technically 1,000 to your box that's outside. And then it's fiber to another little box in your garage or something like that. And then it goes, but then you lose out, right? You lose your speed when you connect to there. And he's like, you know what? He's like, I'm just going to hardwire from the street directly to your modem. So he put it directly, like the line doesn't stop anywhere to another connection from fiber to whatever the wire is called.
Ethernet cable.
Yeah. Straight to my box. And it's solid 1,000 up and down all the time. And that was just by me just like, hey, man, this and that and the other thing. Just talking to him. And he's like, yeah, I'll just, you know what? He goes, I'm just going to do it straight to your box. And of course, I was like, inside, I'm like, yes, this is awesome. But outside, I'm like, you can do that? Well, and yeah. Then of course, they're like, heck yeah, I could do it. Here, blah, 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 and they just do it because they're just nice people and they want to help people out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of feels like you're sticking to the man.
It carries a lot of weight.
Yeah.
It carries a lot of weight when you give people that challenge.
Like, I wasn't like trying to get them to give me straight in, but I didn't know you could do that. But be nice with people. Like, if somebody's nice to me, I'm going to be like, yeah, you know what? Here, let me do this for you. Because
one of my favorite things is to always say, well, if you have permission, you know, and that word will get you so much. Yeah.
I know if you're not allowed, hey, man, it's all good. Don't worry about it.
Dang, like, Skippy, I got permission.
I'm not allowed. I'm the master of my own stuff here.
I do what I want.
Yeah, but.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, we're just over 30 minutes. Anybody want to add anything at the end or any sign-offs or any tips or anything?
Send your donations to troyholdenvoices.com.
If you have a Super Bowl box.
Right, yeah. If you don't do the Super Bowl box, visit charlesvoice.com, fill out his contact information, and
that's right.
Be prepared to feel good about yourself.
Be one of Charles's guys.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Be a Charles guy, yeah.
It feels like that we didn't, we talked about it the whole time but didn't say it, that the key really is just paying attention. Pay attention to what your subscriptions are and make sure you're not paying for something that you do not need or do not need at this time yet in your business.
And there's some app they keep advertising on TV, and I think Jake said it, Rocket Money or something, and
it's Rocket Money, and you like, I don't know how it works necessarily, but I think what it is like you plug in your... What is it? You plug in, like, I think you probably plug in your banking or your credit card information.
I think it's your email.
Yeah, or something. And they tell you all your subscriptions. And you can go through and you can even cancel them from there, apparently. Supposedly. I've not used it, but that's how they present it and that's how they advertise it.
Okay, so if there's an app out there that does this, obviously it's something that affects a lot of people because we're in the subscription world in life now.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there was never subscriptions before. When I saw, what is it? Monthly tackle box or whatever it was for fishing 8 years ago or 9 years ago. I was like, what? Like, they're having a box you can subscribe for? And then I was like, looking at the stuff in the box, like, ooh, sometimes you get good stuff. And then, you know, Dollar Shave Club and like all these different things started out as these subscriptions. And now, I mean, think about how many things we're subscribed to in our daily lives and how, like, Amazon Prime, like, you got a Prime membership. Well, that's all subscriptions. We're a subscription based society. So it's obviously something that we're all a part of, and we're in a subgenre of subscriptions because we also subscribe for a lot of stuff for our voiceover businesses, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
Now I want to figure out if I can write off the monthly disc golf box to my business.
Hey,
you get a box
therapy?
Sent to you every
no,
month?
No, but I want one.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
There's disc golf monthly boxes?
There is, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's probably a box for everything, dude.
You get like three premium discs.
Yeah, and you probably get like some minis, and you
merch.
Probably get like some merch stickers.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, before we go, just want to let everybody know, coming up, it'll air in early May, George Whittam will be joining us.
Oh, yeah.
George the Tech. So we're going to be bouncing off an episode from the VO Life where I was talking about audio. And George had got on our page, our VO Life, another VO podcast Facebook page, and had some comments. So he wants to come on and talk about audio with us and kind of follow up on that. And he gave us a wonderful compliment. He said, you guys' podcast audio is off the hook.
That's awesome.
So it was great to hear.
That's awesome.
Hopefully that isn't good. Like, that's not like audio slang for not that great.
Yeah.
Could mean it sucks.
It's off the hook. No, literally, it sounds like your phone fell off the hook and it's on the floor and I could barely hear it.
Sounds like an old payphone.
The dog comes up and smells it.
That's awesome. All right, fellas. Well, this was a fun one. I'm glad we got to kind of talk about subscriptions and you know, how it's tied into our businesses.
Going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, going to the Super Bowl.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. And join our Patreon. No, I'm just kidding.
You can subscribe to our podcast for free, by the way.
Right.
And I've been posting in the VO Life group. If you subscribe to our podcast, wherever you get your podcast, you get the episode a day early. Mm-hmm. So you can be
well,
in
you
the
get
know.
Notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
You'll get a notification that it's available.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, but if you're not subscribed, can you listen to it a day early?
You can, but you won't get a
notification. So I've been lying to all these people about this.
No.
Oh, so they just have
the
to
sales pitch.
So the people that aren't subscribed. Yeah. So the people that aren't subscribed just kind of, well, if they fall into it, they can listen to it on the day. But everybody else will be like, "Yo, new episode's out. Let's get it."
Yeah. Everybody thinks it comes out on Friday, but they can get it on Thursday.
Right on. Nice, nice, nice. Well, and also, if for anybody listening, we love getting emails and fan mails. Yep. So, dude, shoot us an email, and maybe we'll bring up the topic or bring you up on
the
show.
Absolutely, we'll bring up emails because we want to engage with you guys, and we want to hear what you have to say, because we're just four guys who have opinions and experiences. We don't know what your experience has been, so write in, share that with us, and we can talk about it on the podcast, so we can share it with everybody else.
100%, 100%.
Unless it's personal and you don't want us to, but then why would you write us an email?
Then why would you? Stop?
All right, guys. Right. Thanks. We'll see you guys, everybody, on the next. Another VO podcast.
Did I tell you guys I have a mole under my armpit?
We hope you enjoyed this episode of It's Another VO Podcast. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also email us your questions to anothervopodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram @anothervopodcast. See you next time.